She's got all the answers because she wrote the questions. And he's in the hot seat because she wrote the questions. It's Faith Formation Friday with David and Brenda.
Oh, well, if you opened up your phone yesterday, you were still plugged in, you checked out Mater Dei Radio's Facebook page, saw one of our stories, you would have seen that, yes, I was already working on that test for today. David, are you ready for this?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. We're going to be talking about Lent. That's, of course, on everybody's minds now, all of our Catholics. It's Friday, so don't forget, it is a no-meat day. You know what I read yesterday? That means it's a no warm-blooded meat, so that includes chicken, pork, and beef. That's why we eat fish or amphibian. If you want to go to Miss Delta, apparently you can get alligator on their menu. That would be an all right thing to eat during Lent.
I like that.
I like tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's not bad either.
I like that.
I'm going to go with the grilled salmon.
Oh, like on a cedar plank.
Mm, that sounds good.
That would be good. Well, nonetheless, David, we have been talking a lot about Lent, so I thought we would, well, do a little Faith Formation Friday today. Our listeners can join in, see if you know the answers when David doesn't.
Yep, I probably won't, so give me some help.
All right, so we'll start off a little bit on the easier side, okay? So here's the first question. This is not a true, false, or it's a fill in the blank. I'm not going to give you options. So what is the liturgical color of Lent? What is the liturgical color of Lent? Meaning, what color is the priest and deacons wearing during Lent?
Ooh. Gosh, I got to think about that for a second. It's not green, because green is regular.
Ordinary time.
Ordinary time. Is it red? No, it's not red.
It's not red.
It's not
Those
red.
Are for days of martyrs and like Pentecost, days like that. Keep on going. You'll get through the list.
It's not white. That's Easter.
That's Easter.
That's right. So
let's
see.
What is your options?
Gosh, what am I running out of here? I don't think we have orange vestments, so I don't think it would be orange. Purple?
There
right?
you go.
Thank you.
Purple is. The liturgical color during Lent is violet or purple, typically.
Can I phone a friend?
No friends.
I didn't need one. I caught it.
Do you have friends that would know these answers? I bet you have a lot. There are a few days throughout the season that don't use that color, like the Feast of the Annunciation on March 25th, St. Joseph's Feast Day the 29th. They can use white vestments, as can Holy Thursday, Holy Saturday. Now, the fourth Sunday of Lent calls for the color rose. All right. And then the sixth Sunday during Lent, Palm Sunday, uses red vestments, as does Good Friday.
All right.
So you're off to a good start.
Okay.
There's one.
Here we go.
Okay. So, David, we have to fast and abstain. So the question is here, a day of fast means eating only one full meal during the day. True or false?
Only one full meal during the day. I believe it's one full meal and then two smaller meals, but nothing in between. So I'm going to say that's true.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Fasting is required for those Catholic ages 18 to 59 whose health permits and allows only one full meal to be eaten each day of fasting. Two small meals are permitted if necessary, but together those two meals should not equal the one full meal.
Gotcha.
Okay, and you're right. And it also says avoid eating meals between those meals.
No snacks.
No snacking. Holy Thursday. Remember, that is the day where, as we lead into Holy Week, the Easter Triduum begins. Holy Thursday. It's the washing of the feet. It also has another name.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I was just thinking of, it was Maundy Tuesday, right? Didn't we just have that before the, or is it Maundy Thursday? Thank you.
David, that's impressive. I'll give you a half a point out of that one because it is Maundy, but it is Maundy Thursday.
What was Tuesday for Fat Tuesday? What do they call that?
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, but I mean, there was another name for it too, I thought. Shrove Tuesday.
Shrove Tuesday.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. I learned yesterday too, Mardi Gras, another name is Carnival. Comes from the word to not eat meat. Carne, that's meat.
Gotcha, sure.
Right? And so that's the feast of eating all of the meat.
Like chili con carne.
Oh, there you go.
Chili
something
with
meat. You cannot have today.
Right.
Unless you have it with tuna. All right. Ooh, we're running out. We've got a couple more here to get to. David, question.
Yes.
Is Good Friday a holy day of obligation? Good Friday.
I don't believe it is.
You're absolutely correct.
Just like Ash Wednesday is
Ash
not.
Ash Wednesday is not. That is the case there. But boy, like many churches around the area, St. Joe's I went to, everybody goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's mix it up here. We're going to get a little tougher here for you. I've got bonus questions.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
The bonus round.
David, what early church council attempted and failed to establish a uniform date for Easter? What early church council attempted and failed to establish a uniform date for Easter?
Was it the Council of Nicaea? Look at me.
David, I would have probably bet against you and asked you to phone a friend, but that is absolutely correct. I did not know that that was one of the topics, is that they wanted to set an exact date for Easter to fall on every year. They could not pass it. So now for extra bonus points,
here
David,
we go.
How do we determine the date that Easter will fall on?
Doesn't it have to do with the, I don't know the exact details of this, but doesn't it have to do with the moon?
Again, a half a point, because that is part of the answer.
Yeah.
I will give you partial credit for your effort and having an idea around it.
Yeah.
This is complicated.
Yeah, I knew it. That's why it's hard to.
Easter falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon.
Yeah.
On or after the spring equinox.
See, that's tough.
That's a lot of things to remember there.
But I knew it had to do with the moon.
Half a point. The first Sunday after the first full moon, on or after the spring equinox. So this year's spring equinox is March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So the first full moon, find that date, and then go to the Sunday after that. Well, you're going to find Easter. So
a little later this year.
A little bit later this year. The 17th of April, I believe that is our Easter Sunday. So, well, David, you know a lot about your Catholic faith.
Thank you very much.